Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 16th of June, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
Glad you're here. And I'm glad you're here because we have a number of things to talk about.
The first of which happened
moments before we hit record. We've discovered that the Apple TV Plus trial, the free year you got with your qualifying device, is shrinking.
Yes. So there's Matt Rumors picked up on it and spotted this. There's a promotion that ends, obviously the promotion for a free year and whatever ends, we expect to end June the 30th. We are assuming that Apple is going to start charging people for Apple TV Plus from July the 1st.
Yes.
And
I'm not assuming that. I'm straight at being told that by the subscription panel in the App Store. It just tells me. Yeah.
At the moment, if you look in your subscriptions, it says July the 1st. We have had this at different points where there's been a subscription date in there, and then Apple have suddenly announced they're extending the free trial, and that date has changed within the app, within your list of subscriptions. But it doesn't feel this time like that's happening. You know, maybe you'll have me on next week because they've announced that, but it doesn't feel like that at the moment.
No. And it makes sense that they're going to start charging people. It's $5 a month. If you also look at the subscription in the App Store app, you will also see that if you just want to pay for a year, it's $49.99, and they will helpfully at the bottom include an Apple One bundle, because you can bundle and sometimes spend a little less if you're doing something like that. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
So, but what is changing is not only would you have to pay from July the 1st, it's no longer, it looks like, going to be the year free trial.
Correct.
That is going to shrink to 3 months. So it becomes a bit more like some of the other Apple services, which offer shorter trial periods. So, for example, we've had, we looked at Apple Music before. That's a 3 month trial period, isn't it?
And
Apple Arcade, we think, is just 1 month. So it's kind of bringing everything into line, which I guess kind of makes sense. And it will also, I'm thinking out loud a bit here, but it seems to me that that will make it easier to encourage people to get the bundles as well.
Yeah, I think so.
There's going to be less like outlier services, and your event, you know, after not too long a period of time, going to be have to paying for your services. So the bundles will make increasing amounts of sets.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to mention that sweet, sweet monthly revenue, which I'm sure Apple wants, as opposed to the people who pay annually like me. So I am going to have to look into that. And if you are looking at, maybe it's time for a trial or for a bundle, because you're paying for a certain amount of stuff already, Charlotte has a handy chart that you can look at.
Yes.
I will make sure there's a link to that in the show notes. And it includes all the bundle maths so that you can figure out if you would come out ahead by signing up for one of those.
And I'll update it accordingly.
Yeah.
Based on the news that we get as we have it confirmed that you're going to have to pay for Apple TV Plus and so on and so forth.
Which also makes a certain amount of sense because Ted Lasso, which I would say is probably their most successful television program, starts its second season in July. So it makes sense that you kind of want people to pay for it.
Yeah, by happy coincidence, the shows that most people are likely to come back to Apple TV Plus for us are arriving either pandemic delayed or by intention from kind of mid-July onwards. So, as you said, Ted Lasso is July 23rd. We've got The Morning Show, I think, is September, middle of September. Yeah. We're starting to get things back as well, just in time for them to take your money.
Well, I think I'm now coming up with this theory as we say that out loud, that because those second seasons weren't ready, that might be part of why they extended the freebie for people who signed up immediately. So now that we've got stuff people could be convinced to pay for, we're going to try and convince them. So that's going to be cool.
Yeah, I think when it was first extended, we initially mooted that theory.
Yeah.
And then there was a bit of a weird bit where there was the bundles available, a load of the services in the bundle were free. Mm-hmm. So it didn't quite make sense, but it's all starting to once again
line up,
and The Morning Show is September 17th.
Yes, thank you for that. So while we're talking about things that Apple has announced, They have finally confirmed the existence of something that we've seen that we've seen more than once, I think, at this point. And that is Beats Pro. And Charlotte, you're particularly happy about this. So I want to let you step people through it.
Yeah, I'm quite into these. So they're true wireless noise cancelling headphones under the Beats brand. Three colours, white, black and red. They're called the Beats Studio Buds. Yeah. I'm kind of into them. They're stemless.
I know.
They're basically the ones. There was the pictures that LeBron put out a couple of weeks ago wearing some as yet unreleased Beats product in his as he arrived for a game. They're now, we know, officially called the Beats Studio AirPods. They cost $149, $149.99, $150. And they're now available for pre-order with shipping starting June 24th. But as you say, I'm kind of into them.
Yeah.
They have a lot of...
Number one, they're stemless. I know that's one thing.
Which I like, yes.
They come in not white, which I think was another point in their favor in your book.
I like the white, the look of the white ones. I very much like the look of the black ones.
Yeah, most people do. In fact, quick personal story. Mr. Kelly looked at iPods for a very long time and couldn't bring himself to buy a white one. And they released the iPod Nano that was black. And I said, you know, you sort of had this casual interest in iPods all this time, but now like you're looking at this one like a lot more, like what changed? And he goes, it comes in black, okay, I'm not going to talk about it. And that was like the whole conversation. So it's totally a reasonable thing, you know, having black headphones if that's what you want to do, then awesome. The red ones look sort of nifty. I think it'll depend on the shade of red sort of in person.
I just don't do red, but I think the red ones will be popular as they tend to be. I don't know if they're part of Project Red. They might well be.
I know. Yeah, I'm not sure. But lots of Beat stuff has come in black and red or white and red for ages. So it makes sense that these are the colors that Beats come in. So that makes sense. Like you said, they're stemless. They do have active. I think they have active noise canceling. I think it's very similar to like the AirPod Pro situation.
Correct. And they also work with spatial audio.
Yes. Which I think
that's all pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm curious about this. And part of what I like about them is that they're not stemless. Mine, I still sometimes have a hard time with mine coming out of my ears. And I wonder if it's the stem that's doing it. So like, I wish I had known about these. I wish I had known when they were actually releasing these, because I probably would have bought these instead of AirPods Pro.
Yeah, I also think they are... there's two interesting things. First of all, I think what is interesting is the price point, which I think they've probably got spot on.
Yes.
$150, I assume. I haven't looked on the UK website, but it's going to be pounds. I think they'll do pounds for dollars. They'll just swap the sign. So, you know, that's a pretty competitive price point for decent quality headphones.
Yes.
Which we assume these are. When I read a quick review on Bloomberg News, and they said they were very comfortable, perhaps even more. So that's you know, for something that you're doing sport, or maybe you know, longer traveling, as we get to do that, that's always something in its favor. So that's interesting. The other thing that's really interesting is not only do they work with all Android devices, you basically get the same feature set with Android devices. I'm assuming spatial audio.
Yeah.
I'm assuming like spatial audio doesn't work on Android, but things like
you get the battery level, I think it was one of them, and the controls. Like Nexon and that.
But all of that stuff works on both iOS and Android, which I think is interesting.
Yeah. I think another thing that would be interesting would be to find out if you can invoke the Google Assistant the way you can invoke the Apple Assistant, just by talking to your headphones.
It definitely works with
the S lady.
That's too cruel, isn't it, to do that to people?
A little bit. Yeah.
I don't know if the Google equivalent, the Google Assistant works. I don't think so. But
okay. But the other stuff, like having the other things like the battery level and having the controls work, you know, where you tap the side or squeeze the side or, you know, however they work with that. That sounds pretty interesting, because that's not a thing we've seen before. Yeah. So, yeah.
The spec that I does not mention the Google Assistant. It just says very clearly that the features are built into iOS with no app required, and you can also activate S Lady hands free by saying,
"Yes, no, I'm not going to do it." By saying, "Hey lady, yeah,
hey lady." Yeah. So I think this is pretty cool. I will be very interested to follow how well these sell. It's definitely a product that makes my eyebrows raise.
Yes.
I think they're going to be popular because the Beats brand is still popular. Mm-hmm. Two, I think people who maybe want AirPods but find the price tag just a little bit, particularly the Pro.
Yes.
There's something very compelling about this offering.
Yeah. Yeah, I did get a deal on mine. That's part of why I was happy to buy them. But I am very curious to see how the Beats stack up. A thing I will point out is that I'm going to presume that these are going to sound a lot like other Beats headphones do, which is lots of low end. So if that's a thing that's a thing to be aware of, is that these are probably, like, if they weren't going to do that, they would have called them something else. They'd have been AirPods Mini or something like that. But these
it's the only that possible sound profile is the only thing that's stopping me hit checkout now.
Well, you can adjust that in the music app. There's EQ options available to you on iOS.
Sure.
But so you can hit checkout now, and then we can talk to you about them.
Yeah, I would definitely like to play with these and have a listen. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be. It sounds interesting. I'm looking forward to finding out. What that ends up looking like. So and as we find out more, if Charlotte ends up with a pair, we'll talk to you about them.
Basically, my working theory is, if they're good enough for LeBron, they're good enough for me.
Probably. I'm gonna make a guess though that the two of you probably have slightly different iTunes libraries. Slightly.
Probably slightly.
So while we're talking about today, is very listen to stuff from Apple today.
Yes.
Because we also have the thing that we were mostly going to talk about today, that we have a few minutes for now, is Apple finally rolled out the podcast subscriptions and the channels and that sort of thing.
Finally. Remember, and it was going to be ready by the end of May?
Yeah.
No. But it's here. If you look in your podcast app, it should have updated. There's channels, things like Pushkin from Pushkin Productions, which is Malcolm Gladwell and friends. There's big media outlets like CNN. Those are the channels. So that's grouping shows from one producer, or, you know, maybe even, basically it's normally one producer. So The Athletic have sports, have their sort of variety, their sports podcast from both the UK and the US in their channel. Luminary have a channel, and there are also now channels that you can subscribe to. So if you click on the Luminary channel, there is an option to try it for free, or in the UK it's £3.99 a month.
All right.
After a 7-day free trial. And you hear, again, different, there are certain shows that have subscription benefits and so on. So it's worth checking out what your favorite show is doing. You might even find in channels new shows related to ones you like that you didn't know. So for example, as a channel, we could have a Mac Observer channel that has Daily Observations, Media Plus, Brian's ACM, all Apple these different machine. Shows.
Yeah.
The Apple Content Machine and Maggie Gab, whatever we feel like. We could put them all together as one thing. So you never have to miss any of our lovely shows. And that will be nice for all of you, because what you want to do is listen to more podcasts from us.
Sometimes you do. And a thing that I will point out that I think is interesting is, partly for some podcasts, I think it's going to just end up being a little bit of sort of organization. My friend Allison Sheridan has a number of different podcasts available, and she's got she's got five shows that she maintains.
I don't believe in people that are that productive. Sorry, that's a disgrace.
She's retired, so so it helps a lot. You can get Programming by Stealth and Taming the Terminal, which are the two shows that she does with Bart Buschatz, who's a lovely friend of the program, and Hi Bart and hi Allison, because I know like she always knows if I ever mention her, so I'm gonna get a text any minute now that's like, what were you saying? So you can also get NazilliCast and Chit Chat Across the Pond, which are the a couple of other shows that she does, and she's just sort of put them on a channel, and then you can have at like whichever ones you want to subscribe to, and then it just sort of puts them all in one place so that they all show up in a, you know,
the, I think it's a nice way of doing
in a way to be convenient. Yeah.
And also it's good for independent creators. If you, even if you just have one show and you're, you can give, and we discussed this with Dave when it was first announced.
Yes.
You can take people's money essentially where they're most comfortable giving it. So a lot of people are used to the idea of paying for apps through the App Store. Mm-hmm. I'm very comfortable doing that with Apple Pay or whatever. And so it, again, is just removing friction for thing, from things like, oh, you can become a Patreon subscriber and we can do, do you know, it just, the Apple's argument for it is that it, for independent creators in particular, creates, removes a number of barriers to actually making money and taking money from your listeners. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Apple gets a cut, the usual 30% from its subscription cut and so on.
Yeah. And there's like if, for example, another full disclosure, I'm a member of the Incomparable Network and I have a show over there. You can, and I appear on other episodes of that. You can see all of the Incomparable shows in one place. So if you want to investigate more of the stuff that's on the Incomparable, you can see like the shows that are new. And, you know, if you're interested in Football is Life, which is the Ted Lasso podcast rewatch that's happening over there, you can check that out. There's Watchers of the Plus, where people watch different stuff on all kinds of different streaming services and all other sorts of them. Like they're kind of all collected in one place for you to check out, which can be handy. So for places that do lots of shows, like the Incomparable, like Relay, those are networks where there's lots of different shows available, and this makes it an easy way for people to discover them and then maybe give money. The actual membership portion of it, I think, is probably a conversation for another day, but at least for now it's a thing that's actually out. So if you are using the podcast's app, you can go check that stuff out. Please give us your feedback. And if you're having issues with the podcast app, I know there are still some people who are seeing very great delays in their feed. Make sure you let Apple know about that at apple.com/feedback. But you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or comments in the show notes. So Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by today.
That was fun. Yeah, we had a lot to get through.
Yeah, we accidentally ended up with a jam-packed show. Thought it was going to be a leisurely discussion of a couple of things, and turned out to have a lot of stuff to talk about. So I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.